The things we did to win week two and three, we obviously did not do today. You can't turn it over and you can't stop the run. You're not going to win football games. And that's our responsibility to get them to be able to not turn it over and not give up the rush yard we gave up. Didn't make a play in special teams today either.
Coach, why couldn't you stop the run today? What was going wrong?
They, be honest with you, they whipped us. That's bottom line. They whipped us. They blocked us. We didn't get off blocks and get to the ball. They blocked us, and they were making our corners make a bunch of tackles, and we missed entirely too many tackles.
It'd be safe to assume you never expected that, right?
No. Did not expect that at all. But
100 points in two division games, Chan. I mean, that's not progress. Are you a little concerned?
Well, how much of that is because of turnovers? You know, I mean, that's – it doesn't matter. We did it. I understand that. But – it looks like we are feast or famine. We either play pretty good or we play really bad, and we got to get out of that to go make the next step to be a good football team. You can't do that.
You've got the specter of them in the division always there, and then to have what's happened the last two times you've played them, does it sometimes feel a bit daunting what you have to accomplish against them? Because you haven't been able to accomplish much against them.
Well, they're the defending champs for a reason. They're good. I mean, they are. They're a good football team. They played well today. And we didn't, you know, we didn't measure up. You know, we last two were bad. The one before that was better. So you learn. You try to learn from history. It's not a predictor of the future, but – it is what it is. You learn from it and try to get better from it. And we were not good enough today.
Coach, can we go through your injuries? Bird.
Bird's got a hip pointer.
Chandler.
He and Donald both got dinged a little bit, but it seems to be minor. Seems like they'll be okay.
How's Cordy Glenn?
Cordy's got an ankle that's going to be a while, and so does Urbick.
Urbick ankle, you said?
Yeah.
And Urbick will be a while too.
Yeah.
Change how things went for you?
It's an excuse. You know, it's you expect guys to walk in and play, and they got to, you know, we expect guys to go in and do their job.
Fitz said the team was embarrassed. Do you share that sentiment?
Yeah, I do. I am. I don't like to play like that. I don't think that's who we are, but that's who we were today. And you can't sugarcoat it anyway. But we're 2-2. That's who we are today. We're 2-2. You kicked dirt on us almost after the first game. Everybody was getting high after two, and everybody kicked dirt on us after this week. That's just the way it is. We understand that. We got a tough road ahead of us. We understand that too. Nobody understands that more than me.
Sorry. Of course, with your run game today, just not the same production. What was missing there, do you think?
They were able to split us with the inside guys, I felt like. That's what I felt like. I have to watch a film to get a real feel for that, but I thought we got off the downs a little bit quick, but I don't know that. I mean, that was what I felt like on the field.
Coach, Dan, can you give your to recount how the evaluation process went with CJ and the decision to play him today? Or
yeah, I mean, I don't make those decisions. You talk to the training staff about is he well enough to play, and then you talk to the player. Does he want to play, and is he well enough to play in his mind? If we have an opportunity to have a dynamic player on the field, you take the opportunity to do that.
Coach, did you sense panic at all when the Patriots started coming back and tie the game and get ahead?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel that. I thought there was a sense that, hey, we got to go make something happen offensively. And we gave up those points right before half, which really hurt us. But I didn't feel that. I didn't feel that at all.